Monday, the Battle of the Border continued at Mammoth Spring High School with four games. In the girls' games, Cotter defeated Couch 65-48. Maynard beat Calico Rock 53-43. In the boys' games, Pocahontas defeated Cotter 45-35. And the Alton Comets came from down 11 points to beat Maynard 60-54. After the game, we talked to Comet head coach Christian Robbins about the comeback.
Talk about, you know, never giving up, playing hard all the way to the very end in practice every day, and they really showed heart and fight, and I can't be more proud of them.
He was asked if he felt like his team was getting better with each game.
Absolutely. I feel like we're figuring out the little things that, you know, if we take our time and we just do the little things, the big things just fall into place for us.
The Comets advanced to the semifinals on Thursday. They'll meet the winner of tonight's game between Mammoth Spring and Viola. The Fair Lady Bobcats beat Springfield Catholic on Monday, 58-45. Bobcats were led by Caden Hillis with 25 points and Riley Davis with 23 points. Boys games yesterday, it was Bakersfield over Lighthouse, 56-47. Kabul defeated Bradleyville, 75-65. Girls, it was Melbourne over Alpena, 56-27. Walnut Ridge defeated Osceola, 43-37. Sloan Hendricks beat Riverside, 54-41. And Van Buren beat Puxico, 46-42. Now, busy schedule of basketball today. The Battle of the Border continues with four games. At 4:30, Willow Springs girls play Koshkonong. At 5:45, Mammoth Spring boys play Viola on K-Country 95. At 7 o'clock, Mammoth Spring girls play Viola on K-Country 95. And the final game of the evening at 8:15, Calico Rock boys will play Couch. Other games today, the West Plains boys are at Willard. You can hear that game on the train, 100.9. Their boys and girls are at home with Sloan Hendricks. Ava girls will host Bakersfield. Mountain Grove boys will host Stratford. Gainesville boys at home with Hollister. Dora boys are at Fordland. Eminence boys host Plato. Mountain Home girls will host Jasper. Mountain Home boys host Nettleton. Hoxie girls are at Marmaduke. Hoxie boys will host Manila. Pocahontas girls at home with Paragould. Salem, Arkansas boys and girls are at Mountain View, Arkansas. Cave City boys and girls at Bergman. Maynard boys at Ridgefield Christian. The Melbourne boys and girls will host Yellville Summit. Isser County boys and girls host Cedar Ridge. Walnut Ridge boys at Osceola and Batesville boys and girls at Cabot. Patrick Mahomes will get a second opinion on his torn left ACL before having surgery. Chiefs coach Andy Reid said Monday, and it remains unclear whether the two-time MVP quarterback could be available by the start of next season. Mahomes tore the knee ligament when he was spun to the ground while trying to keep Kansas City's postseason hopes alive late in a 16-13 loss to the Chargers on Sunday. The team announced the severity of the injury in a statement later that night. The Chiefs were eliminated from playoff contention for the first time in a decade when three other results didn't go their way on Sunday. Mahomes is scheduled to see Dr. Dan Cooper, a highly regarded orthopedist and the team physician of the Dallas Cowboys, before a procedure to repair ligaments. The decision to seek a second opinion is merely to confirm what will be done. After leading the Razorbacks to a win over number 16 Texas Tech, Arkansas swept this week's SEC men's basketball honors as Trevin Brazil was selected the SEC Player of the Week and Darius Acuff Jr. was tabbed the SEC Freshman of the Week. Acuff was additionally named Dick Vitale's Diaper Dandy Freshman of the Week. Brazil recorded a double-double with 24 points and 10 rebounds in the win over 16th-ranked Texas Tech Saturday. In the Sweet 16 rematch, Acuff scored 20 points to go with 8 assists, 4 rebounds, and a block in the win. Today, the 14th-ranked Arkansas Razorbacks will host Queens, North Carolina. Missouri State is at home with Oral Roberts. On Wednesday, Arkansas State will be at Texas State. Missouri football running back Ahmed Hardy and offensive lineman Keegan Trost were each named Associated Press All-Americans on Monday, the publication announced. The honors come after Hardy and Trost both earned Walter Camp All-American honors on Friday. A firm that was hired by Michigan to search for a football coach to replace Sharon Moore has contacted representatives from Arizona State's Kenny Dillingham and Missouri's Eli Drinkowitz, according to a person familiar with the situation. 2 weeks ago, Drinkowitz agreed to a 6-year contract that increased his average compensation to $10.75 million annually. Philip Forsberg scored his 12th career hat trick. leading the Nashville Predators to a 5-2 victory over St. Louis on Monday night. The Blues will host Winnipeg on Wednesday. That's sports. I'm Mike Robertson for the Ecom Sports Network.